Hi everyone, today's parak of Rambam is the fifth chapter of Hilchos Trumos. In this parak, the Rambam will discuss which type of items are able to be taken off as truma on behalf of which other types. Halacha Aleph. Ein tarmin ela min hayafeh, shenei amar v'harei mechem es chalbo mimenu. One should only give truma from the finest of one's produce, as the Pasuk says, when you take from the fattiness of it, referring to the best. V'im ein sham kohen, tori min miskayim, af al pi shei sham yafeh shein miskayim. However, if there is no kohen present, available for one to give the truma to, and in that case, one should separate truma from something which will last longer, rather than something which might be higher quality, but won't last as long. Ketzah, there I'm going to now illustrate this. Torim te'enim al grogros. Velkom shem sham koin, torim grogros al te'enim. If one is dealing with figs, one should take truma from figs and not from dried figs. However, in a place where there's no koin, then one should take the truma from the dried figs rather than from the figs. Though the figs themselves are considered higher quality, ones that are dried are longer lasting. Im rugulasos teinim grogros, torim ena teinim al grogros, afil bakum shein sham koin. However, a caveat is that if one generally turns one figs into dried figs, then even in a place where there is no koin, one can still take off from the figs on behalf of the dried figs, because those figs are, in a sense, standing to become dried figs themselves, and currently they're higher quality. However, the reverse is not true. In a place where there is a kohen, one should not take truma from the dried figs on behalf of the undried figs, the regular figs, even in a place where they often make those regular figs become dried figs. Halacha Beis, tarmin batzel shalem, afal pi shehu katan, avalochati batzel, afal pi shehu gadol. One takes truma off of an onion which is full, even though it's small, rather than from an onion which might be larger, but is only half of an onion. B'chol makom ein tarmin min al she'eno mino, shne'emar kadagan min goran l'kumleya min hayekev, v'im tarim ein trumas o truma. A general rule is that we do not take off truma from one type of produce on behalf of another type of produce. As the Pasuk states, you should take grain from the granary and wine from the vat. And if one did take off for a different species, then it does not take effect as truma. Halacha Gimel, I'm going to now illustrate this further. Hakshus v'amelaflafon min echad. Zucchini and cucumbers are considered one species. Ko min chitim echad. All the different types of wheat are considered one species as well. Ko min te'enim ugrogros utvela echad. All sorts of figs and dried figs and fig cakes are also considered one species. Vitorim ze al ze. And therefore, one can take off truma from one of these on the other one. V'chol shu kilai v'chavero lo yitrum mi ze al ze afilo min yafa al ra. Anything which is going to be considered a forbidden mixture of species, one with the other one, one cannot take truma off from it on behalf of the other one, even if one is taking from a higher quality item for a lesser quality item. Kate Sadr, I'm going to now illustrate this. If one had 50 sah of wheat and 50 sah of barley in one room, and one separated 2 sah of chitin on behalf of all of those 100, then that does not take effect as truma. With regards to 2 items which are not going to be a forbidden mixture if they were planted together, then one is allowed to take off truma from one of them on behalf of the other one if it is the higher quality one is separating as truma, but not if it is the lower quality one. Imtarm truma so truma. However, if one did take off the lower quality one on behalf of the higher quality one, it does take effect as truma. Chutz min hazonin al achitim b'mnei she'ein an ochel adam. The one exception for that is zonin on behalf of chitin. Zonin is a specific type of wheat, which is considered so low quality that it's not fit for humans, and therefore it does not count. Halacha Dalet. Ein tarmin midavar shenigmar melachto al davar shelo nigmar melachto. Lo midavar shelo nigmar melachto al davar shelo nigmar melachto. Lo midavar shelo nigmar melachto al davar shelo nigmar melachto. One does not take off truma from something which has had its production finished on behalf of something which has not yet had its production finished, nor from something which has not yet had its production finished on behalf of something else which has not had its production finished, nor from something which has not had its production finished on behalf of something which has had its production finished. Shnei Amar, as the Pasuk states, Kadagan min ha-goren v'kamleya min ha-yakin, min ha-gamor al ha-gamor. Just as we find, we take the grain from the granary and the wine from the vat, that implies that we need to take off truma from something which has had its complete production finished on behalf of something which has had its complete production finished. Vimtarmu, Trumas, and Truma. However, in these instances, if one did separate Truma on behalf of the one that one was not supposed to, it does take effect as Truma. Halacha hei. May Amasai torment as a goren. From what stage is Truma taken from the granary? Mishi Yibor. Once the kernels are separated. Bar Mitzas, torment minat barer, al she'eno bar. Once one has already begun to separate part of the grain, then he's able to set aside some of the kernels as Truma on behalf of the produce which has not yet been separated. If somebody was bringing the stalks of grain into his house in order to eat that grain in its husks, so then he should separate truma while the grain is still in the stalks. At what stage should truma be separated from a wine vat? Once the people who are crushing the grapes have walked on it horizontally and vertically. At what stage does one separate truma from olives? At the stage when the press's beam is smushed upon them. Halacha zayin. Ein tarmin min atar al atame. One should not take off truma from something which is pure on behalf of something which is impure. Im tara, truma so truma. However, if one did, then it takes effect as truma. V'alacha moshe sinai, she'ego shel tevei lashenit, v'amikzaso tarmin l'chachila min atar shebo al atame shebo. Now, there's also a halacha which has been passed down to us from Moshe Har Sinai, that if one has a fig cake, which part of it had become impure, and another part was still pure, one is allowed to take off from the pure part on behalf of the impure part, even ideally. This is true not only by this fig cake, which is all one entity, even if we're dealing with a bundle of vegetables or of grain, of wheat, that had become impure in part, then one is able to take off truma from the part which had not been impure on behalf of the part which had become impure. However, if they were two separate entities, two different fig cakes, or two bundles of vegetables, or two bundles of wheat, one of them was impure, and one of them right next to it was pure, one should not take off from the one which is pure on behalf of the one which is impure, ideally. With regards to Trumas Meiser, in contrast to Truma Gdola, which we've been talking about, Trumas Meiser, one is allowed to even ideally take off from the pure on behalf of the impure. Shneimar's pasuk says, "As mikdasho mimenu, tol min hamikudash shebo." You take the sanctified portion from it, and that implies that if part of it is still pure and part of it is not pure, you can take the sanctified part from the part which is pure on behalf of all of it. Halachas, ein tormin min tamei al tohar. One is not supposed to take off truma from the impure on behalf of the pure. Im tarag b'shogi truma so truma. If one did do so, then if it was done inadvertently, his truma takes effect. Amazed, however, he did so on purpose, willingly, knowing this was not allowed. Lo tikin es shiar. He did not end up rectifying those which was left behind. V'zeh shehirim truma v'yachzor v'itra. And that which he has separated, indeed, nonetheless, takes effect as truma. So he loses out on both ends. He hasn't fixed the rest of the produce, and he's turned this one into something which he needs to give to the kohen, and he goes back and he takes a new portion of truma. V'medor morim, what is that true? Shelo yada v'tova. If he did not know about the impurity. Al im yada v'shagag shem mutter litro min atame ala tahar, harihu kemezit. If, however, he knew that it was impure, but he had inadvertently acted and that he thought it was permitted to take off truma, which is impure, on behalf of that which is pure, in that case, he's considered as if he had acted on purpose, and therefore, he will have the same halachos apply. In other words, he still needs to take off another portion of truma from that which remains in order to rectify it, but that which he has already taken off still counts as truma. V'chein b'trumas meiser. The same halachos apply with regards to trumas meiser. Halacha tes. Ein tarmin min ha'chuber al talash, lo min ha'talash al ha'chuber. One should not separate truma from something which is attached still on behalf of something which is detached, and the reverse as well, not from something which is detached on behalf of something which is still attached. Kate Sa'ad, Dharma is now going to illustrate this. Hailo peros tlushin, v'amar peros elu yu truma al peros elu mukhbarin, afilu amar likashay tlushu, o shayu lo shtey arugos, v'amar peros arugazu tlushin, yu truma al peros arugazu mukhbarin, o shayu peros arugazu mukhbarin, yu truma al peros arugazu tlushin, lo amar klok. If, for example, somebody had in front of him fruits which were detached, and he said that these fruits, which are detached, should count as truma on behalf of these fruits, which are still attached, even if he said once they become detached, or a different case, if he had two different rows, patches of produce, and he said that the produce from this portion which are detached, should be truma on behalf of this portion, which is still attached. Or, if he said that the fruits from this patch, which are attached, should be truma on behalf of the fruits in this patch, which are detached, in all of these cases, he hasn't said anything of consequence. Aval imar paris arugo zu tlushin, yu truma paris arugo zu likish talishu, vinit lishu. If, however, he had said that the produce from this patch, which are already detached, should be truma on behalf of the fruit of this patch when they become detached, and then they are detached, ha biyado l'talashan, since it was always within his capacity to make them detached, ein machusar maisa, it's not considered as something which is lacking that action, l'talashu shneim dvarav kayam, and then once the two of them are uprooted, then his words take effect. Hushi aviyu shteim shlish be'ez shamar. This is assuming at the time that he had said it, both of the produce he was referring to had reached a stage of a third of its development. Halacha Yud. Ein tarim alach al yavesh, la al yavesh alach. Beim tarim truma so truma. One is not supposed to separate truma from something which is still fresh and moist on behalf of something which is dried, and the reverse as well. He's not supposed to separate truma from something which is dried on behalf of something which is moist. However, in these scenarios, if one did separate truma, then it does take effect. Kate Zadler is going to illustrate this further. Liki yarek hayom. Leaking menu lemachar. If somebody had picked a vegetable one day, and then he picked another one the next day, ein tarim mizal zeh. He's not supposed to separate truma from one to the other one. Elam kein darkul ishtamer shneyamim, unless it's the type of vegetable which can last generally for 2 days. V'chein yarek shedarkul ishtamer shloshe yamim, kagon hamelafafonos. Kol shalikei shloshes yamim etzarif etar mizal zeh. And similarly, with a vegetable which generally lasts for 3 days, such as cucumbers, anything that's been picked within 3 days is able to join together with another one, and you could separate truma from one to the other one. Yarek shedarkul ishtamer yom echad belvad, v'likei b'shachar, v'likei b'erev, tar mizal zeh. If there's a vegetable which generally is only kept for 1 day, but one picked, one in the morning and one in the evening, in that case, they're viewed as still being joined together, and one can separate truma on behalf of one of them for the other one. Halacha Yud Aleph. Ein tarim perishonazu al perishonash avra, from perishonash avra al perishonazu. One's not supposed to separate truma from produce from this year on behalf of last year's, and not from last year's on behalf of this year's. Im tarim ain't a truma. And if one did separate in this fashion, it does not take effect as truma. Shneimar, shana, shana. The pasuk states, from year to year. That's when you're supposed to do the truma. Liki yerek erev Rosh Hashanah, ad shelo ba shemesh, v'chazer liki achar sheba shemesh. If one had picked a vegetable on the day before Rosh Hashanah, the last day of the year, before the sun had set, and then went and picked another vegetable right after the sun had set, i.e. now on what is Rosh Hashanah, in that case, even though it's just a few minutes later, one is still not supposed to separate truma from one to the other one because this one's considered new, this one's considered old. In a similar fashion, if one had picked an esrog on the day before the 15th of the month of Shvat, right before Tu B'Shvat, before the sun had set, and then afterwards went and picked an esrog after the sun had set, in Torma Mizel Zeh, he's not supposed to separate from one on behalf of the other one. These two are considered in two different time periods. Now, what was the difference between Rosh Hashanah, the first of Tishrei, and the Rosh Hashanah of Tu B'Shvat? Rambam now clarifies, V'mnei echad b'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah l'maestros, tfua, v'kinyos, v'irakos. V'tesva b'Shvat, Rosh Hashanah l'maestros, e'ilan. The difference between them is the first of the month of Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, as we generally refer to it, that's true for tithing one's grain, or beans or vegetables, and the 15th of Shvat is the Rosh Hashanah for the tithing of trees. Halacha Yud Beis. Ein tarim peiros haaretz al peiros chutz laaretz. Lo mi peiros chutz laaretz al peiros haaretz. One is not supposed to take off truma from produce from the land of Israel on behalf of produce outside of the land of Israel. And the reverse, one is not supposed to take off truma from produce outside of the land of Israel on behalf of produce from in the land of Israel. Furthermore, lo mi peiros haaretz al peiros surya. Lo mi peiros surya al peiros haaretz. The same thing applies as well with regard to the produce from the land of Israel and produce from the land of Surya. V'lomi peros she'en l'chayv v'truma, k'gon l'chayv v'shechapeya. Peros she'en l'chayv v'truma son, al peros she'chayv v'truma. And one is also not supposed to separate truma from produce which is not obligated to have truma separated. For example, like at she'chapeya, these gifts that are given to the poor. Or, for example, produce which has already had its truma removed. On behalf of produce which is still obligated to have truma removed. V'lomi peros she'chayv v'truma, al peros v'truma. And the verse as well, one is not supposed to take off produce of obligation in truma on behalf of produce which is not obligated in truma. The imtarim in a truma, and in all of these cases, if one did separate, then it does not take effect as truma. Halacha Yud Gimel. Hamafresh truma mimaiser rishon shalom in the trumaso. A miser sheni behekdish shalom neftu al peres acheros ein trumason truma. If one separates truma from miser rishon, which had not yet had truma removed from it, or from miser sheni, or something which had been sanctified that hadn't been redeemed on behalf of other produce, then does not take effect as valid truma. Halacha yudalet ein tamer midavar shu chayv min haTorah al davar shu chayv min haDvarim. One is not supposed to separate truma from something which is obligated on a Torah level to have truma separated on behalf of something which is only obligated on a rabbinic level. And the reverse, one is not supposed to separate truma from something which is obligated only on a rabbinic level on behalf of something which is obligated on a Torah level. If one did separate in this fashion, then it does take effect as truma, but he needs to go ahead and separate it once again. Halacha tezvav. Atzitzinakov haryuka aretz. A pot which has a perforation on the bottom, that counts as being attached to the ground, and therefore something which is inside of it, planted in it, counts as being planted in the ground. Now, how large must this perforation be? Enough that a small root can go through it, and that's smaller than the size of an olive. If one planted grain inside of a pot that did not have a hole, and it reached a third of its development, and then afterwards he punctured it, and then it finished developing while it was in a state of being punctured, in that case, it counts as if it had grown when there was no puncture. It only is going to count as being attached to the ground, as was just described, when it had been punctured before it reached the stage of a third of its development. Halacha tes zayin. HaTorah miperes hagdelin ba'aretz, al hagdelin ba'atzitznakov, o miperes atzitznakov al hagdelin ba'aretz, trumaso truma. If one separates from produce which had grown in the ground itself, on behalf of produce which had grown in a pot which was perforated, or from produce which had grown in a pot which was perforated on behalf of produce that had grown in the land itself, in that case, that takes effect as truma. Tar mish'enu nakov al nakov, trumaso truma v'yachzarei truma. If one had separated from something which had not been punctured on behalf of something which had been punctured, then it takes effect as truma, but he needs to go and do truma again as well. Tar min ha'nakov al she'enu nakov, trumaso truma. If one had separated from something that had grown in a perforated pot on behalf of one that had grown in an unperforated pot, so then again it takes effect as truma, but it shouldn't be eaten until trumas maestros have been taken from another place. Halacha yud zayin. Hatori min ha-demai al-demai, min ha-demai al-vadai, trumas o-truma, v'yachzar v'yachzar mikol echad v'echad b'vnei atzmo. If one separates trumas maestro from produce which is from an ignorant person, from an amaret, and therefore is suspect as not having maybe had everything properly tithed, and thus the rabbi has declared that it has to be treated as such, and it is called demai. So if one separates from demai on behalf of demai, or from demai on behalf of something which is obligated for sure in having truma separated, then it takes effect as truma, but he needs to go back and take again from each and every one of them on its own. If one had separated from something which for sure was obligated, and it was done on behalf of something which maybe was obligated, that was demai, then it takes effect as truma, but it shouldn't be eaten until it has had truma and meiser separated. Halacha yuches. Ein tarmin shibalim alachitim, v'zeisim alashemen, v'anavim alayayin. One is not supposed to separate truma from the stalks of grain on behalf of the grain kernels themselves, or from the olives on behalf of the olive oil itself, or from grapes on behalf of the wine itself. The imtarim ain't a truma. And if one separates in these cases from the unfinished product on behalf of the finished product, then it does not take effect as truma. Because there's a concern that maybe it would go and bother the kohen to have to go and do these forms of preparation, to trample on them, to crush them. However, one is able to separate truma from oil on behalf of olives that are being pickled, and from wine on behalf of grapes that are being made into raisins. What is this comparable to? Because this is comparable to a scenario where one separates from species which are not considered a forbidden mixture planted together, and one takes from the better on the lesser. And similarly, one is able to separate from olives which are for oil, a higher quality, on behalf of olives which are made for pickling, a lesser quality. But one should not do so from olives which are made for pickling on behalf of olives which are made for oil. And similarly with wine, one should be allowed to separate from wine which had not been cooked, i.e. its higher quality, on behalf of wine which was cooked, and one is not allowed to separate from wine which was cooked, and again is lesser quality, on behalf of wine which was not cooked, and is higher quality. And one is allowed to separate truma from wine which is clear, on behalf of wine which is not clear, i.e. higher quality on lesser quality, but not on one which is not clear, on behalf of one which is clear. One is able to separate from figs on behalf of dried figs based off of a specific count of them, and from dried figs on behalf of the regular figs based off of the amount in terms of their volume. But not another way around, not from figs on behalf of dried figs based off measurement, and not from dried figs on behalf of regular figs based off count. That way, we ensure that the person is always giving the truma with a magnanimous focus. And one is able to separate from wheat on behalf of bread. But one is not able to separate from bread on behalf of the wheat in regards to calculating things exactly. With regards to all these cases, though, if one had separated in this fashion, then it takes effect as truma. We're not supposed to separate truma from oil on behalf of olives which have been crushed, nor from wine on behalf of grapes which have been crushed, because this is comparable to somebody separating from something which has already completed its process on behalf of something which has not yet finished its production process. However, in these cases, if one had separated truma in this fashion, it does take effect. And then afterwards, he should go and take truma again from the olives or the grapes, respectively, on their own. With regards to if it gets mixed with other items, so then the first one just mentioned, the first one he had taken, that will create a situation of dimua, where it's considered mixed and problematic all on its own. And if somebody eats from it, then they will be liable for it. Just as would be true if they had eaten from any type of truma, which was clearly truma. But that will not apply with regards to the second truma that was taken off. If somebody had separated from oil on behalf of olives that he was intending to eat, or from olives, on behalf of olives, he was intending all of it for eating, or he had separated from wine, on behalf of grapes, that he was intending to eat, or from grapes, on behalf of grapes, and it was all being intended for eating, and then afterwards, he reconsidered, he changed his mind, and he ended up trampling on and crushing and creating oil and wine, respectively, from the olives or grapes, respectively, that he had already taken off truma on behalf of them. In that case, one does not need to go back and separate truma. Lachav aleph, ein torman chometz al yain, aval torman yain al chometz. One is not supposed to separate truma from vinegar on behalf of wine, but one is allowed to separate from wine on behalf of vinegar. Sheyain v'chometz min echadim, because ultimately these are the same species. Habelivo litro min hayain al yain, v'nimtza biyado chometz ein a truma. If it was intending, however, to separate from wine on behalf of wine, and then he discovered that he had taken from vinegar, that is not going to take effect as truma. If, however, one had intended to separate vinegar on behalf of vinegar, and then he discovered that which he had taken off was actually wine, so then that takes effect as truma. If somebody had separated from one barrel of wine on behalf of another one, and then it was discovered that which he had taken off was actually vinegar, if he knows that it had become vinegar before he had taken off the truma, then it does not take effect as truma. If he knows, however, that it had become only after he had separated truma into vinegar, then in that case, it is a valid separation of truma. And if he's not sure, then it counts as truma, and he has to go and do it again. The same applies as well if somebody had separated squash for truma and it turns out that it's very, very bitter. Or when I separated watermelon as truma, it turns out that it had been spoiled or had been punctured in some fashion. Tarm chavesh shel yayin. Benim deis megula she'asu l'shtosa truma v'yachzar v'yitrom shnia. If somebody had separated a barrel of wine and it turns out that it had been left open and thus is forbidden to be drunk, in that case, it's going to still count as truma and he has to go and do it again. And neither of these ones, the first nor the latter one, is going to cause something to become a forbidden mixture of truma and mundane items all on its own. And in a similar fashion, if somebody eats only one of these, he's not going to be obligated to have to pay the extra 25%. Halacha Chaf Gimel. Kate Zadar is going to illustrate now. Nafla achas mehen al chulin eino edamas. Nafla shniel makom acher eino edamas. Naflu shtehen makom echad midamos bekatana shebishtehen. If one of them had fallen onto mundane produce, it does not cause it to become a forbidden mixture. If the other one then falls on another mundane produce, then that is also not going to turn it into a forbidden mixture. However, if the two of them fell into one place, then they do cause it to become a forbidden mixture in accordance with the lesser of the two of them in terms of its size. And similarly as well, if somebody who was not allowed to, a regular member of Klal Yisrael, ate both of them, then in that case, he'll have to pay in accordance with the lesser one of them and its fifth, the 25%. The ketzad who oseh b'shtehen nosna l'kohen echad v'notel men ha'kohen d'mei agdola. He should ultimately give both of these two portions to one kohen. He should take the value of the greater portion from him. Halach chav dalet. Habodik es chavis v'nicha la'afrisha truma al'achirim ad sh'tiyasa kula truma v'nena l'kohen. If somebody had checked a barrel to make sure that it was wine and it was intact wine, and he left it aside in order to separate it as truma on behalf of other things until it all becomes truma, and then he'll give that barrel to a kohen. And then afterwards, he checks it again and discovers that it's become vinegar. From the time when he initially checked it, for 3 days, it certainly was assumed to still be wine, and any wine that he had intended to make this into truma on behalf of that is all considered rectified. However, beyond the 3 days from when he had initially checked it, all the way up till the point where it's been checked now, safik, it's uncertain what its status is, v'tzarach l'afrish menu truma shnia, and therefore he has to take off truma again on behalf of those. Lachachaf hei. V'shlosh prakum tzarach l'vdok as a yayin sh'nichol l'frosh alav sh'mehechemes. 3 times during the year, a person needs to check the wine that he had put aside in order to check whether or not it has become vinegar. These are the 3 times. V'kadim sh'motzei chag, v'hotzas asmadar, v'shas k'nisas mayim l'boser. When the east wind begins to blow after sukkah is finished, when grapes begin to form, and when fluid begins to enter into the grapes which are not yet fully ripened. With regards to wine from the vat itself, he can use it to separate truma for 40 days, and it can still assume that it's going to be wine. Final halach on the parak. Hamniach peres lios mafrish alayim ash yasu truma, achal pish im mafrish l'machachila elamen amukav, im hifresh harayim b'cheskes kevim. If somebody had set aside some produce in which to separate truma on behalf of other produce on these ones and to turn it into truma, and then eventually he'll give it all, even though that's incorrect, as we learned earlier in Hilchos Trumos, because a person is really supposed to give truma only from something which is there in the same spot and not done at a distance, nonetheless, it does take effect if he's done so. And in this case, we can assume that they're still present, they're still intact when he's done so, and thus it was a valid separation of truma. Mitzan Shavdu, however, if he then discovers that they've been lost for some reason, he has to be concerned regarding anything he had tried to rectify on this item which has now been lost, because maybe he had only separated on them once they had already been lost, and therefore nothing happened. And thus, for the other produce that he had thought he had already rectified, he has to go and rectify it again by taking truma off another time. Have a wonderful day.